Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Hey, Michael. My name is Jesse. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. You have a few minutes to do a survey?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, perfect. Now, am I speaking with Michael?
Right.
You are? Okay. Just to make sure I'm representing everybody, what is your race, sir?
I don't know the race.
White, sure, right. African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American,
mixed. Race. Black.
A black? Okay. Now, I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are your chances 50-50?
No, definitely vote.
Definitely? Okay. Hey, what is your age, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
62.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And please rate your level of motivation voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in the 2024 race. From a scale from 0 to 10, 0 meaning you are not that motivated, and 10 meaning you're extremely motivated. Are you not motivated at all, or are you extremely motivated to vote?
No, I already answered that one.
Can you please repeat the answer?
Extremely
motivated? Okay.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following the news information about politics and candidates over the last few years? Somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Closely.
Very closely, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican, an independent or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Yes.
Strong Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed in?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied? Okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economical situation has gotten better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Yeah, about the same.
About the same? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about the issues facing the country, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select upon two. I'm going to read you a list.
Okay.
Reducing crime. You can choose two, okay? Creating more jobs and rising wages. Improving K-12 public school education. Making college more affordable and forgiving student loans. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Combating division and racism, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, border security, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. You can choose two of that list, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Yes, okay.
Reducing crime, creating more jobs and rising wages, improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving student loans, lowering the cost of health and
1964.
I'm sorry?
What was it, 1964? What was that date or the year?
I don't have a date right here, but I do have improving K through 12 public school education.
That'd be good, yes.
Okay. The next one, making college more affordable and forgiving student loan?
Yes.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs? Combining
yes.
the, okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We're about 25% down, sir. You're doing a great job. Please bear with me, okay? Now, I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organization using the scale from 0 to 100, meaning 100, you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0, meaning that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50, meaning that you are particularly not even warm or cold, okay?
Okay.
Democrats in Congress, how do you feel? 1 to 100.
50%.
60, okay. Jill Stein.
50%.
50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Don't feel about him.
0?
No feelings. No feelings.
No feelings. Okay. Your options are 0 or 100. 0 meaning you do not have no feeling.
0.
0. Okay. Let's see here. Bear with me. Okay. Joe Biden.
Mm,
25%. 25. Okay. Republicans in Congress.
25.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
35.
You also, one more time?
35.
35, okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Don't know a whole lot about him, so I would say 25.
25, okay.
Mm.
What about Tim Scott?
I don't know a whole lot about Tim Scott.
So what would the 25. Number be? 25? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next question, okay? Now, we're about 50% done. And I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Donald Trump on Thursday
yeah.
night? Yes. Yes a lot or yes some?
The whole thing.
The whole thing? Yes a lot then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and did you see during the debate make you more or less supportive of Joe Biden for president?
I just think he had a bad day. So, yes, I still would vote for him.
More likely to support him or much more likely to support him?
More to
okay.
support him.
In your own words, and what did you see or hear that made you more likely towards supporting Joe Biden as president? In your
I'm
own
a
words.
Democrat. I'm
a
Democrat. Yeah, I'm going to vote for a Democrat.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
I'll go ahead and put it just like that. I'm a Democrat, okay?
Correct.
Perfect. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump as president? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Less likely.
Okay. In your own words, what did you see or hear that made you less likely to support Donald Trump?
I never have liked him.
Never.
Didn't like them.
Like
back in the day, years ago, I still don't like them.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe are the biggest threats to our African-American community right now? The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom, stagnant wages and rise of costs, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected as president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the Social Security net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in the community.
Donald Trump being elected again.
Okay. The second one?
Yes.
What would be the second option? Do you need me to read off the options again?
No.
Okay. Rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety.
Rising crime.
Security? Okay, rise of crime. Perfect. We're about 75% done, sir. You're doing a great job. We're almost done. I highly appreciate your time. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better or at dealing with the issue, okay? Let me know if you feel like Trump is better or Biden is better at dealing with this issue. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom. Do you think Trump or Biden is better at dealing with this issue?
Biden,
much more better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Much better? Okay. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden,
much more better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system.
Biden?
Much more better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Rising crime and violence. Who's better at dealing with this?
Biden?
Much more better or somewhat better, sir?
Much better.
Okay. Growing the U.S. economy.
Biden?
Much more better or less better?
Much better.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Who's better at dealing with this subject?
Biden?
Okay. Much more better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. We're going on to the next. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I'm still favorable.
Much more favorable? Much more favorable or somewhat favorable, sir?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. I highly appreciate your answer. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty 34 charges of felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up alleged affair with adult film actors, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree.
Agree? Okay, somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because now more relatable African-Americans, generally speaking. Do you agree that this statement is true?
Totally disagree.
Totally disagree. Okay. Strongly disagree. Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Daily.
Daily. So very often, is that okay?
Very often, yes.
Okay. And from which of the following social medias do you receive formal information?
The news.
Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or other?
Other.
You can choose two.
The news. There's only one I get information
you?
From.
Okay, other. I'll select other for you, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last grade of schooling that you completed, sir? 1 through 11th, high school graduate, some college or vocational certification, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's.
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Perfect. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or
married?
Married? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Just one.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thinking about the approach of politics issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
I would say out of the month, three times out of the month.
Okay. I have once or twice a month.
So twice.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, or less than half, hardly, excuse me, or hardly any, or more, or would you say that all of your neighbors are white?
No, it's half.
Half? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Were one of more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were more or one of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify yourself as the LGBTQ plus community?
No, I have no problem with it.
Okay, no. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. I highly appreciate your time, sir. Have a wonderful
evening.
You
too.
Bye now.